It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly. The satire, that is.
This is Barry Lank, the West Coast producer of The Final Edition, recording in my kitchen in East Hollywood. And this show is just stuff from our L.A. crew, mainly from the last 6 months. It's the first of two Best of the West compilations we're putting together for summer. By the way, we only have one sketch involving the president in either episode, and it's not this compilation, it's the next one. And it's not even by design. We don't really write about Trump. He's boring. He's superficial. He has no core beliefs. He learns nothing. It's obvious how bad he is. I'm just saying, you know, your sketch about Donald Trump probably isn't very good. Anyway, this show. It includes my favorite moment from the Final Edition, the notorious Gargalissimo sketch. If you don't know how that one ends, stick around. It's at the end of the first block. We also take on ISIS, because, yeah, that's right, we're against ISIS. I don't care what you think. And we also try really, really hard to sell out. So enjoy the show. It's 100 degrees in my apartment, and this is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Hi, I'm Ronnie from Ronnie's Daycare and Funtime Playpen, where we promise we won't kill your baby. You got a date night or you just need a break or something, right? Well, drop off the kids at Ronnie's Daycare and Funtime Playpen, where we won't kill them or even get close to killing them. Just listen to this satisfied customer.
I left my baby with Ronnie for a couple days while I went out of town. And ever since then, the kid's afraid of the water. I mean, even a glass of water, he just screams. But Ronnie didn't kill him. Gotta give him that.
Other things you're gonna like. We're punctual. When you come back from a work shift or a short trip or a long-term absence, we'll be there with your kid exactly when we say. And your kid will be successfully alive. Maybe he fell down a couple of times. We drop a kid now and then. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Ronnie's people are good traditional people. They believe in stuff. Like me. I believe in stuff too.
Listen, this business has a lot of dodgy operations. And we're proud to be part of it. So what's the problem? Give us your kids for a while. That's Ronnie's Daycare and Funtime Playpen near the Superfun site in East Rutherford. You're going to be okay with this.
You could do worse.
We now return to Overly General Hospital.
Doctor, we have a patient.
What happened to them?
A gut really hurt in my body.
Okay, we're gonna have to bring him into a room and perform medical procedures on him.
I heard what you said, Doctor.
I am replying, nurse.
I need to see the person I'm related to.
Do you know exactly what happened to him?
Yes. He communicated with me that he got hurt at his job.
What does he do?
Something for work.
I see. He's in a room down that hall.
Medical staff are around him doing stuff, Doctor.
Which means we're the only two here.
The sounds your mouth just made have reached my ears.
Oh, female nurse, I still have emotions for you.
Male doctor, I understand you're feeling some feelings right now, but it was a complicated thing that happened.
Yes, but that ended.
It did. And now another complicated thing is happening.
Yes, emotions and feelings.
Feelings and emotions.
Hey.
Oh no, my twin.
I didn't know you had someone who looked just like you.
Well, there he is. Me. And that doctor is someone else.
You found me. I'm not who I was. I'm who I am.
Remove that wig.
Oh, plot twist. Yes.
Now we have an altercation.
Hey, I'm still injured.
Person who looks like me, we'll have to put our specific disagreement aside and do doctor stuff.
So saith the Doctor Oath.
If disagreements arise, you must put those disagreements aside and do doctor stuff.
Nurse, get this patient's information.
I have his information in the form of charts.
Let me put those in front of my eyes. Yes, just as my brain sent signals about.
What do the symbols on the paper say?
There are results on them.
Oh no!
Not results!
Will the patient get better? Will the medical professionals feel more emotions? Will we find out anyone's name? Find out next week on Overly General Hospital.
Breaking news. ISIS has claimed responsibility for every celebrity death in 2016. The so-called Islamic State issued a video Thursday saying it killed David Bowie, Prince, Alan Rickman, Gene Wilder, Fidel Castro, John Glenn, Carrie Fisher, Debbie Reynolds, Muhammad Ali, Abe Vigoda, Antonin Scalia, Nancy Reagan, and dozens of others.
Yes. That was us. We killed all of those people.
Yes, and we will keep spreading cancer, heart disease, old age, and unknown causes until we unite Islam under one caliphate.
We will even defeat our greatest enemy.
Betty White.
Year after year, she escapes.
You do not think any celebrities will die in 2017?
Oh, but they will.
At least six of them.
Donald Trump had this response.
Pat Sajak did not die last year. I take credit for that.
We now take you to the offices of the Final Edition's West Coast Division, where the writers are busy contemplating the important issues of the day.
So I think that if I can sell my eggs, I might make rent.
Or if you carry someone's baby to term, you can make 9 months rent.
I like that
math. What the hell?
Makes sense.
Joe Davis. Contributor from Baltimore. He sends in sketch ideas from time to time.
Baltimore, is that an actual thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, Baltimore's a place.
Bullshit. I'm going to look it up.
Let me put him on speaker. Hey, Joe, how'd you get this number?
Well, I know the studio you work out of by following your Facebook profiles, as well as the times that you're likely to be there recording. So I just called information.
You called my personal cell.
I'd rather not say.
You're going to kill me in my sleep, aren't you?
So I got this great idea for the Final Edition. Picture this. After worldwide outcry, the president of Syria, Bashar al-Assad, agrees to step down for crimes against his people. During his press conference, he says that he will cede power only if his one demand is met. And that demand is for Taco Bell to bring back the three cheese melt.
I'm sorry, what?
The three cheese melt. It was an item available at Taco Bell in the late 90s. It had spicy whole pinto beans, a blend of three melted cheeses, and this incredible chili sauce.
What does this have to do with Syria?
Well, the show Rick and Morty did an episode that referenced a discontinued McNugget sauce from 1998. And within days after the show, McDonald's tweeted that they might bring it back due to popular demand. So I figure this way I could get the three cheese melt back?
Joe.
No, wait, Barry. Maybe we just tweak this. Sean Spicer agrees to step down as White House press secretary, but only if Ben & Jerry's brings back the Kaberry Kaboom flavor. It was a blend of strawberry and blueberry ice cream with those white fudge-covered Pop Rocks. It was awesome.
Keith.
Too predictable. Wait, what if Theresa May in Britain promises to resign if they bring back Crystal Pepsi?
Crystal Pepsi's already back. They sell it periodically on Amazon.
Really? Well, I guess I need to...
Everybody shut up. What is the matter with you? You're supposed to be writing satire, not begging corporations for old junk food. You know, I'm not going to lower myself.
2 weeks later...
Man on the street!
McDonald's used to fry their apple pies instead of baking them. The Final Edition asked the man on the street, don't you think McDonald's ought to fry their apple pies again?
Oh, Barry.
He is an artistic
majestic tour de force. He is the voice of his generation. He is Gargalissimo. Gargalissimo is the man who set the world on fire for over 20 years with his raw emotion and gargling. Marvel at the raw power of this, the greatest of all garglers gargling the hits in this multi-genre spanning album. He gargles Broadway hits including Phantom of the Opera, Jesus Christ Superstar, Hey Big Spender, the hits of the 60s including American Pie, Yellow Submarine, All Along the Watchtower, and Anagata DeVita. He also gargles modern hits such as Can't Touch This, Poker Face by Lady Gaga, and many more. This album also includes some of Gargalissimo's greatest duets, including Frank Sinatra.
I get no thrill from champagne. So tell me, why should it be true?
Hi, sorry to interrupt. This is Barry Lank, the West Coast producer of The Final Edition. And here's what you're about to hear. So, at this point in the recording process, the actor who plays Gargalissimo, Jonathan Grant, who also wrote the sketch, he's been gargling on and off for a couple of minutes while trying not to laugh, and it turns out, when you do that long enough, you tickle your gag reflex too much. So the next thing you're going to hear is Jonathan throwing up in the studio. Now, just to help you enjoy this, you should know that Jonathan was okay right afterwards. He didn't hit any of the equipment. He and Kate Signala cleaned everything up. And most of all, this was the first time Jonathan ever recorded with National Lampoon in the Final Edition. And he really wanted to make a good first impression. Here it is. Tell you, I'm going to move it back a couple seconds so you can hear it coming.
Oh! Yeah, that was good.
Good evening and welcome back to Channel 5 News. In Pakistan today, we interrupt this story for a late-breaking report. There has been a major accident on the I-9 freeway that has resulted in an 11-car pileup. It seems the driver of an 18-wheel semi-truck...
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt your interruption, but I have a later-breaking story. There's been a bomb threat at Charles Bingley High School. Police received information at about 9 a.m. this morning, and precautions are being taken. Right now...
Even later-breaking news... The Green Bay Packers have just traded their highest-paid player, Aaron Rodgers, who earns an estimated $49 million a year. The Packers stated...
Sorry to interrupt, but we have some news that is latest breaking at the weather desk. We're just now receiving reports that there is a tornado warning in effect for all coastal regions of the city. Winds have been recorded up to 80 miles an hour, and we suggest getting inside a sturdy door frame.
This just in with a late report that is just now breaking. Hi, I work in the office next door, and someone keeps stealing my sandwich out of the communal break room... Now, I don't want to be the bad guy, but come on, guys. It clearly has my name marked on it, so...
Later breaking news, everyone. This news network is going off the air.
I just received news from our affiliate in Boston, and they are shutting down all Channel 5 news stations.
Oh, come on. I work next door.
Hey, guys. Sorry to interrupt your interruption inside an interruption sketch, but I have the latest breaking news. I'm having some technical problems with the computer right now, so I'm going to have to reboot. Excuse me. I'm getting a call. Hello? Yeah, this is the audio engineer.
Sorry to interrupt your way too many interruptions, Gag, but I, God, have the latest breaking news of all. This bit has gone on way too long, and I, God, am ending it. Time to move on to something else. Goodbye from me, God.
Final Edition asks the man on the street, what are your plans for summer?
I'm going to masturbate twice. The whole summer. Twice.
I'm going to go visit my very real boyfriend in Canada.
What's weird is I texted myself you up and I wasn't.
I'm going to get skin cancer.
I'm going to get thin cancer.
Wouldn't thin cancer, cancer of the thin, just mean you were really fat?
I'm going to smear sunscreen all over my summer reading list. I'm illiterate.
I'm going to get swept out to sea.
I'm going to get a tan. And then I'm going to get a man. And then I'm going to get a plan.
Then I'm going to get a canal.
I'm going to die for Allah.
I'm
going to
try sleeping with a black guy for the first time.
I'm going to try sleeping with a black guy for the fifth time.
And now, a doctor who doesn't know what medical stuff is called.
Doctor, the patient is going into cardiac arrest. You need to perform a bypass now.
No time to waste. Nurse, pass me a... like... that, you know, that thing? It's like a knife, but for the body? Like a body knife?
A scalpel?
No, not a scalpel. Like... you know, the body is closed right now, and we need it to be opened, like, so we can, like, touch the heart and stuff. What's, like, the thing that opens the body?
I really think you want the scalpel. Doctor, the patient is dying. You need to do something.
Damn it, I'll do it myself. Get out of the way.
You just grab the scalpel. Doctor, you did it. You relieved the pressure. You saved his life, for now, but we still need to perform that bypass.
Right. Okay, pass me the... those things, you know, like... they're not grill tongs, but they're kind of like grill tongs, but for moving the heart out of the way, like... heart tongs?
Forceps?
No, not forceps, like... they're like little metal hands, and you can make them grab stuff, or clap. You can make them clap. Clapping hands. Pass me the clapping hands.
Okay, I'm just going to give you the forceps.
Clapping hands. If you're not willing to learn the proper terminology, you have no place in the ER.
Well, you did it, doctor. The patient is saved. Let's scrub out.
Great. Pass me some... What's that stuff? It's like water, but it makes you cleaner, like thick water that makes you kind of soapy. Is that a thing that exists?
How do you not know soap? You even said the word soapy. It's not even a doctor term.
Oh, well, I'm not a doctor. I'm a Doctor Who.
A doctor who does what?
And it seems we've lost the thread of the bit. That was supposed to have been... a doctor who doesn't know what medical stuff is called. I think? That's what it was, right? I wasn't here for the beginning.
We're going to lunch.
All right, take five.
Mr. Kalaki?
What? Where am I?
You're dead. Now, let's see here. Adam Kalaki, 41 years old, died in your sleep. How are you feeling?
Wait, I died?
Uh-huh. Eaten by dogs.
You're a sound sleeper.
I don't have dogs.
I'm your assigned AFA, and I'm just going to go over your files here.
What, AFA?
Afterlife Financial Advisor. Well, so your mortal record looks pretty good. Organ donor, I like that. Can't see any reason to keep you out of heaven. Except, of course, your Visa debt.
Wait, my credit card?
Uh-huh. You died owing $16,000. And $90,000 in student loans. Ooh, they don't forgive those. Huh, Penn State. Nice.
Yeah, but I couldn't find a job. What does this mean?
Well, you can't go to heaven until you work off your debt.
Work? I couldn't find work on Earth. What kind of work do you have here?
Well, we have a job opening in the Seventh Circle.
You're sending me to hell?
Yeah, but you're staff. So you can tell yourself you're not really in hell. We need people down there to do things the talent is too busy to do. In your case, demon fluffer. You'd help incubi get erections so they can sodomize rapists and child killers and people who shoot rhinos just for their horns.
Well, I did work one summer at an Arby's.
So you're ready. You'll report to your supervisor, Balls of Deep, Lord of Salty Discharges, and if you do a good job, you can move up to a gig in Limbo or Purgatory or Heaven.
What kind of day labor does Heaven need?
Still fluffing, actually. A lot of sodomy up there, too.
Oh. Okay.
Listen, you're lucky. I'm condemned to eternity of middle management. I'll never be paid off.
How much do you owe?
Ugh, I can't even get into it. Anyway, good luck. If Balls of Deep, Lord of Salty Discharges, suggests going to karaoke, you should totally do it.
Okay, thanks.
Excuse me, Ken Lay? Your 2 o'clock's here.
Yep. Send him in.
Footnote, Ken Lay was involved in the Enron scandal of around 2005. Also, it's possible he's not dead.
Okay, welcome to our weekly LGBT community meeting. This is a safe space for all of us to talk. Leslie, you just came out to your family. How are you feeling?
It's been a little rough.
Howdy! Is this the LGBT meeting?
Yes, we just started. You are...
Well, shucks. I'm the letter M. L's my neighbor. Where's LGB and T? L said there was a meeting.
You're a giant anthropomorphic letter M?
Yup, that's me, the letter M.
I thought the letter M was just an abstract concept.
Oh, I'm very real. And I start a lot of your favorite words. Mall, museum, magazine.
Okay. We get it.
March, maps, milk.
We get it.
I don't know, Tom. He isn't normal.
Who's to say what's normative? I'm sorry, letter M. Everyone is welcome to our meeting.
I'm so sorry, letter M. Have a seat.
Boy, howdy, will I ever!
Let's get back to you, Leslie. You came out to your family.
Yeah, it was at a family BBQ.
I'm friends with both B and Q. I hope you had plenty of mustard.
Okay, letter M.
Well, as I said before, my mom...
My mom? Both of those words start with me, the letter M. The word me also starts with the letter M.
Yeah, I guess it does. Anyway, my mom's supportive, but my dad is not.
Well, sometimes it takes time.
He'll need a lot of time. My dad's a Baptist minister.
Minister? Well, that starts
we
with...
We know, letter M, we know. Before I forget, just a reminder to chip in if you can to pay for Daryl, who's trying to raise funds to pay for his transition.
You can't pay without money, and money starts with me, the letter M.
Letter M... You're welcome to be a part of our meeting, but please don't interrupt.
Okay, sorry for interrupting.
I wanted to thank everyone for helping me out. My insurance won't cover my operation. I can finally take the last step from F to M. Gender is more than just one thing, and I've always felt like a man. I still have to take hormone pills. And it's an expensive medication.
Next on our agenda, I'm happy to announce that Carol and Amy are finally getting married.
Married starts with the letter M.
Does it ever? Oh, M stands for marriage. Motor, home, and minivan. Meteor and mockingbird. Monster, morning, mop, and mouse. Many things start with the letter M.
Stop it, letter M.
We're trying to have a meeting.
You can't have a meeting
without the letter M, but it looks like we can't have one with the letter M either. Please leave.
Well, I thought if anyone knew what it was like to be different, it would be all of you.
I'm sorry. You're right. You can stay.
Great! Oh, M stands for magnets, marzipan and math. Mr. Mistress Meter, meet and meet.
Lesser-known Hollywood stories with Ron Tracy.
Hi, I'm Ron Tracy, and here are a couple of Hollywood stories that maybe you haven't heard. Johnny Carson once asked Betty Davis the best way for an aspiring starlet to get into Hollywood. Ms. Davis replied, "Take Fountain Street." Well, everybody knows that story, but here's something maybe you didn't know. It turns out that's actually kind of a dick thing to say. And a footnote to that story, a young actress happened to be watching the show that night, and that actress's name was Janet Hartzell. If that name sounds unfamiliar, it's because she never got a job in Hollywood, because Betty Davis didn't help her. No one did. A couple guys raped her, though. Another funny story, Walt Disney once told a reporter that, quote, "I love Mickey Mouse more than any woman I have ever known." But less known is the reporter's response, which was, quote, "Jesus Christ, Walt. That is the saddest thing I have ever heard. Why would you even say that?" Unquote.
Those are just a couple of the lesser-known Hollywood stories with Ron Tracy.
Step back. Door's closing.
Attention passengers. The next stop is Washington Station. Doors open on the right. Transfer point to blue and red line trains at Washington. Next stop is Lake Park. Doors open on the left. Transfer to orange, green, pink, brown, blue, purple, dark black, light black, gray, gray spelled with an A, red, rose, maroon, dark red, scarlet, auburn, crimson, merlot, burgundy, darker red, deep red, darkest red, black red, white, and sorta red line transfers at Lake Park.
Excuse me, did he say scarlet line?
I think so.
Next stop is State Street. Transfer to chartreuse, periwinkle, mahogany, goldenrod, cyan, indigo, mauve, chestnut, beige, grayish, grayish, yellow age, white chocolate age, seafoam green, barbecue sauce brown, eggplant purple, mac and cheese yellow, hey this mac and cheese is moldy green, and red line trains at State Street.
Some of those weren't even real colors.
Next stop is Grand Avenue.
I guess there's no transfers at Grand.
Next stop is Clark Street. Transfer to greenish blue, yellow pink, pinkish yellow, blackety black, vomit green, vomit blue, vomit red, that's never good, shit brown, shit yellow, shit yeah, shit my pants, poo poo, pee pee, fart, burp, body odor, trash juice. What's that smell? Don't look at me. Clockwork Orange. Hunt for Red October. The Green Mile. The Color Purple. Color, not movie. The Color Purple. Movie, not color. Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl. Fried Green Tomatoes. Jackie Brown. White Men Can't Jump. Men in Black. Men in Black 2. Blues Brothers. Blues Brothers 2. Legally Blonde 2, Red, White, and Blonde. The Green Mile 2, Electric Chair Boogaloo, coming soon. And Red Line Trains at Clark.
Wait, why didn't the train stop?
Sorry, we missed the stop because there were so many colors. We'll come back around to Lake Park. Transfer to orange, green, pink, brown, blue,
okay.
Purple, dark black.
Ride the Metro Rail. We learned our colors.
Speeding through the night. Hobo Bill, a railroad bum, was fighting for his life. The sadness of his eyes revealed.
And now, the continuing adventures of Captain Bobo, Space Bear. Today's episode, number 23, Be All My Sins Remembered.
Captain Bobo, I'm picking up several ships approaching at high speed. Should we take evasive action? Yes, sir. Ensign Lars, hard to port.
There's too many of them, Lieutenant. They already have us surrounded.
Damn, she's right. What are your orders, Captain Bobo? Salmon? There's no time for that. They're readying weapons. Should we return fire?
We're being hailed.
All right, put it through, communications guy.
Ah, Captain Bobo. We meet again at last.
Emperor Gorblas.
Quiet, lapdog. I'm speaking to your master. Captain Bobo. You are surrounded. Prepare to surrender. Ah, defiance. Very well. My soldiers need target practice. Your surviving crew will become slaves of the Tablecloth Empire.
The Tablecloth Empire?
Shut up! I know what it means in your language. In my language, it's very impressive. Big words. But I hear the fear in your voice, Captain Bobo. Now, say whatever your culture's equivalent of prayers are.
We call them prayers.
Silence! Now, my slave children, open fire!
Is this the grisly end of Captain Bobo? Will the fearless crew escape Emperor Gorblas' steel trap of death? Or will they be forced to bear the yoke of slavery? Find out next week on The Adventures of Captain Bobo, Space Bear!
It's the Channel 7 10 o'clock news. News for people who've given up.
Good evening. Our top story tonight. The president revealed highly classified information to Russian visitors at the White House, information that had been entrusted to the United States by Israel. Sources indicate that nothing will happen as a result. No one will get fired. Nothing will change. Republican leaders literally don't care about national security anymore. And now, Jane with the weather. Jane?
Thanks, Tom. The Arctic just had its second hottest April on record. The sea ice is shrinking, and no one will do a damn thing about it.
So, if I understand correctly, a piece of the planet is literally falling apart.
Correct.
And if this is the second hottest April in history for the Arctic, when was the hottest April in history?
Last year.
So, if people want the U.S. government to take action on global climate change, what should they do?
If people want Congress and the president to take action on global climate change, what they should do is grow the fuck up.
Thanks, Jane. In other news, a musician you like has died. He was 52 and should have lived a lot longer, but didn't. Andrew has that story.
That's right. Ronnie Ronson of Ronnie and the Ron Boys died Thursday after fighting the kind of rare, slow cancer that Mitch McConnell will never get.
Thanks, Andrew. Over to John for sports.
The Yankees are currently leading the American League East because the team spent more money than God on their players, and everyone goes around acting like that's okay.
And how's your team doing, John?
Well, I'm a Pirates fan, so fuck me, right?
Fuck you indeed. Well, that's it for Channel 7's 10 o'clock news. News for people who have given up.
Hi, welcome to Spearco.
Hi, the temp agency sent me?
Of course, but what job did they say?
The job slip says receptionist.
They're letting me go?
What? No, I'm just a temp.
I'm a temp? Everyone here is a temp. Ah, damn it. I'm going to steal some donuts on the way out.
Hi, Miss Wingart.
Yes?
Hi, I'm Don Forsyth, head of HR. I'm the temporary head of all temps. This is your desk now. You can go ahead and have a seat.
The old receptionist left his sandwich.
Oh, that was here before he started. Actually, that was here before I started. I wouldn't eat that if I were you. Or anything in the refrigerator.
Excuse me, are you the receptionist? My name is Michael Mason. I'm here to see the president of the company, John Bauman.
Certainly.
Extension 459.
Thanks. Mr. Bauman, this is your new receptionist, Carol. There's a Michael Mason here to see you.
Well, I'm the president, but I'm not Mr. Bauman. He was a temp. I'm Larry Benson. You can call me Larry. I'm a temp. Send Mr. Mason right in.
Okay. Mr. Mason, you can go right in.
I'm not Mr. Mason. He was a temp. I'm Dave McIntyre.
Mr. McIntyre, you can go right in.
Thanks.
Carol, can I talk to you?
Sure. Weren't you the old receptionist?
Yeah, but now I'm the new temporary head of HR. Mr. Forsythe's out of here. But we've been very impressed with your work so far, and the CEO told me to make you the new temporary manager of HR. Ah, crap. That's my job. God damn it. I'm stealing more donuts.
Wait, so who's the new receptionist?
What do I care? Job applicants are in there. Go pick one. That's your job now.
Okay, thanks. Hi, are you the new receptionist?
No, that's next door. I'm the president of the company.
Oh, so sorry to bother you.
No, I'm happy you dropped by. I've heard good things.
Oh, thank you. I'm curious, are there any permanent employees in this company?
Well, there's the owner, of course, and one guy accidentally stayed long enough to go permanent.
Where does he work?
Oh, he died. Mysteriously.
So, how do people get anything done here?
Oh, we get by. But ask us how much we pay in healthcare benefits.
How much?
Zero. We're incredibly efficient. But you know, I've got a feeling you'll be a permanent employee.
Really?
Sure. You've already got more seniority than anyone in the company. In fact, you've done such a good job, we're promoting you to president of the company. Ah, damn it.
President? But that's your job.
Exactly. Now go out there and keep up the good work.
Hi, welcome to Spearco.
Hello, the temp agency sent me?
Of course. But what job do they say?
The job slip says president of the company?
But I'm the... Aw, damn it. I'm gonna steal some donuts.
Wow, Dad, this vegetarian buffet has everything!
It sure does, Billy. Hey, is that a human foot?
Hi, I'm Robin from Robin's Real Vegan Feedback. And at Robin's, we have a philosophy. No matter how good people think they are, no matter how pure they want to live, everybody wonders a little what it's like to eat human flesh.
Well, I must admit.
That's why at Robin's, we use whole grains, tofu, and assorted other vegetable products to synthesize a convincing facsimile of human meat. Like this mold of gluten's, olive tapenade, and creamed lentils that taste exactly like the buttocks of a middle-aged man.
It's kind of fatty.
It sure is. But that's the monosaccharides, the good kind of fat.
But wait a minute. How do we know this really tastes like human flesh?
Because my consultant Dave helps me get the taste and texture just right. Hey Dave, does this actually taste like the right bicep of a 19-year-old hitchhiker?
Oh yeah. That's a 19-year-old.
So come on down to Robin's Real Vegan Feedback. Clear your karma, cleanse your colon, and find out once and for all whether you really would enjoy the taste of human flesh.
This is like the breaking up to the minutes eyewitness news. So let's bring it on.
Okay, all right. Hey, what's up, dudes? It's like the news. All right, so some stuff happened. Hold on, let me find that. Okay, cool. Here it is. Okay, check it out. Like, Korea is all up in our face right now.
Oh, dang. Sorry I'm late, dude. What a miss.
Korea, dude. It's like major suckballs over there right now, dude.
Wait, which one, dude? Like east or west?
East, dude. West is like totally chill.
Rodman, we so need that dude to go back there.
Right, dude? Oh, and The Rock. Okay, well, now that we've covered the hard stuff, here's the weather.
Man, it's so hot out.
No, you're hot.
Totally hot.
You're so sweet. I am hot. Give me some jewelry.
Okay.
Oh, thank you guys. You're so sweet. Okay, I'm good. Bye.
Bye. Oh, weather babe. She's so hot, dude.
Totally hot, dude. She's like the hottest weather babe we've ever got, dude.
All right, well, I think that pretty much wraps it up, right? Like, that's pretty much it?
Yeah, dude, it's all good, pretty much.
Okay, cool. Oh, dude, I think it's time to grab the hula hoops and do some serious raging, right?
Well, it is Wednesday, dude.
All right, soldiers, we're coming up on the drop point. Everyone knows what they're supposed to do?
Yes, sir!
We'll drop down close to the enemy base and hit them with a surprise attack.
Correct. Now, they aren't expecting you, so this move could hopefully give us an advantage in this war. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Woo! Go!
This is Captain speaking. We are coming up on the drop point shortly, but in the meantime, just sit back and enjoy your flight while First Officer Hansen and I guide this vessel.
Sir, what was that?
Don't mind him. He was a former commercial airline pilot, and he just started flying for the Army. Now let's get pumped up!
Hi again. This is your captain. Just wanted to let you know that if you look out at the left side of the aircraft, you can see some mountains and some desert. Not much down there, just lots of sand. Thanks for flying U.S. Army Airlines.
That's really distracting, sir. I'm trying to get in the right mindset for this jump, and he...
It's your captain. Just wanted to let you know that we've reached our cruising altitude of 35,000 feet. It's now safe to use all electronic devices, such as iPods and portable DVD players.
Sir, we don't even have those things.
Plus, I don't think anyone uses iPods or portable DVD players anymore.
I know. Look, a lot of people don't want to be Army pilots. It's a dangerous job. At any time, you can just be shot out of the sky. We have to take what we can get.
Hi, crew. It's me, the captain. Wanted to let you know we'll be starting our in-flight entertainment shortly. Today's movie is Zookeeper, starring the always funny Kevin James.
Movie, sir. I thought we were supposed to be jumping into enemy territory soon.
We are. Okay, I'm gonna take care of this. I'll be right back.
So, you guys ever jump out of an airplane before?
Ever.
No.
Okay, I'm back.
Sir, permission to speak freely.
Go ahead.
Sir, why are you dressed like a stewardess? And I know that I should say flight attendant to not be sexist, but sir, you are wearing the exact uniform that a female flight attendant would wear in the 1970s.
Because it's time for the beverage service. Now shut up and put your tray tables down.
Once again, thanks for flying U.S. Army Airlines. We know you don't have a choice while being in the Army. But thanks for flying with us anyway.
Now drink up and jump!
No!
If you're looking for an experienced heart surgeon, you have a lot of people to choose from. But they all have one thing in common. Virtually every experienced heart surgeon has lost a patient. All experienced heart doctors literally have blood on their hands. That's why you should come to me, Dr. Larry Merkin. I have no experience at all. No patient of mine has ever died or lived. A perfect record. Call 555-1212. And ask information for the phone number for Larry Merkin.
Larry Merkin is not accredited by the American Medical Association. This is the same Larry Merkin who ran for Senate, President, and Attorney General as a Washington outsider, even though you can't actually run for Attorney General.
So let me do your heart operation. When I tell you this has never happened before, I'll mean it. And now, the waitress who can't take anyone's order properly.
Here you are, sir. Lobster ravioli with white sauce and a side house salad, no tomatoes.
Mmm, this is delicious. Thank you so much.
Wait, what? This is supposed to be the waitress who can't take anyone's order properly, but you didn't do that.
Sorry, I wanted to give a good service to make a better tip. I have a family to provide for.
God damn it, I have to do everything myself. Give me back that food.
No, I'm hungry.
I said give it to me. Let go.
Hey!
Now, what can I get you?
The food that I already ordered that you just took away.
Oh, this plate right here? There. There's your food.
And that was the announcer who pretended to be a waiter but turned out to be a real asshole.
And I lived up to that.
Hi, I'm Crazy Bill of Crazy Bill's Cars, and I've got a crazy deal on a Crazy Bill car. If you have bad credit, if you have no credit, if you have a documented history of borrowing money and moving to Poland, I want to loan you money on a car. In fact, if you have good credit, I don't want you. You're not cool. I'm only going to loan money to people who don't understand money. Then I bundle those loans into bonds and sell them off just like brokers did with mortgage securities before something went terribly wrong in 2008. Now look at this car. It's a 2014 Acura. back, you're a real honey of a car. You don't need it. You can't afford it. It's yours for only $1,999.99. That's 6,000 easy payments. You cannot beat that deal. Someone can beat that deal, but you can't. Or how about this four-wheel drive Toyota pickup? Perfect for the guy who never goes off-road or hauls lumber or actually needs a truck. Only 9 million easy payments of $19.95, and this truck is yours to sleep in.
I got a loan from Crazy Bill, and Crazy Bill sold that loan to a mortgage broker who sold it to a pension fund for nurses. And there's no fucking way I'm paying it. Everybody wins.
So come on down to Crazy Bill's Cars for an amazing deal you shouldn't get on a car you shouldn't have. I'm Crazy Bill, and I hate people.
Crazy Bill Cars have tailpipes that direct back into the cab.
It's 4 a.m. in Los Angeles, early Monday morning, and time once again for the weekly Parade of the Homeless, sponsored by White Elephant Realtors, your one-stop shop if you're looking for that perfect 4, 5, or 9-bedroom home. I'm Ralph Touchett.
And I'm Lori Stevens. We'll be covering the sights and pageantry as the LAPD wakes up the homeless, bursts up their encampments, and marches them from one random part of town to another.
And it's going to be a beautiful day for it. Clear skies and a crisp 42 degrees.
There are sirens signaling the parade is on its way.
And leading the march, as usual, is, we think her name is Laura.
She's a 100-pound woman, somehow pushing 5 shopping carts. Her core strength must be incredible. She ought to be a personal trainer in Hollywood.
Sure, but you can't have mentally ill people working with celebrities.
That would be unheard of.
And coming over the hill is the rest of the shopping cart brigade.
Some of those are vintage. Look at that. A Jemco cart.
Holy cow, they went out of business 30 years ago.
And one of the marchers is reaching into his cart and throwing candy to the kids in the crowd. Is that candy? That's not candy.
We want to pause for our sponsors, White Elephant Realtors. This week's hot home, a 3-bedroom condemned property in Boyle Heights that was knocked off its foundations by a crash during a fatal drive-by shooting. Only $400,000. I'm not kidding. That was a real deal. Google it. Boyle Heights tragedy, hot home.
Back to the parade. We've got a group coming around the corner who used to live in a massive tent city downtown.
Was that before or after they lived in a massive tent city under the Interstate 405?
Kind of in between.
And of course, some of them are handing out their commercial headshots.
If you're a casting agent, you might want to come out here to find that perfect homeless type.
And here it is, the crowd favorite, the live-in campers and cars that can't park anywhere overnight anymore.
Some of them went to the desert for a while, but now winter is over and it's 120 degrees out there.
See the guy in the red van with the stickers all over it? You know, he has 6 Emmys for writing.
Wow. Dreams really do come true in Hollywood.
Finally, bringing up the rear, members of the Los Angeles Police Department who are unable to look anyone in the eye, not even each other.
Deservedly so. We're all ashamed of them for doing this terrible thing that we're all making them do.
That's about it for this week. Our sponsor again is White Elephant Realtors. Looking for a modest 1-bedroom apartment in Los Angeles? Average rents are a breezy $1,700 a month.
White Elephant Realtors. There's something for everyone.
And that's our show. It was written and performed by Gil Barron, Joe Davis, Bridget Fitzgerald, Jonathan Grant, Sam Gerwitz, Ben Kirshner, Barry Lank, Heidi Lux, Candice Martellaro, Ebby Parker, Keith Saltajanes, and Kate Signala. Additional voice work by Mike Besaw, Miko Dapron, John Gutierrez, and Amber Petty. Everything Out of L.A. is produced by me, Barry Lank. We record at UBN Radio in Gower Sunset Studios under the helpful gaze of our consulting engineer, Kurt Carlson. Sketches are put together into a complete show by Andrew Hammond back in New York. I use a lot of music from Kevin MacLeod, who offers it royalty-free on Incompetech.com. Our executive producers are Tony Hendra and Jeff Chrysler. So long, or as we say out in California, donde está la biblioteca?
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.